Welcome back, Dennison Callahan. It is our first Patriot Monday, and that means this is our first time that we're going to have coffee with the quarterback. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Hey, you know, when last we talked in the offseason, Tom, you said that missing all of last year made you rethink the enjoyment you get from not only playing football but practicing football, and you said you will never, ever again complain about practices and training camp and two-a-days. Now that you've gone through the hot summer two-a-days, and they've been pretty tough camps that Bill Belichick has put you guys through, are you rethinking that thought that you don't miss two-a-days?
Well, I to tell you the truth, you know, for me, it's been a lot of fun being out here, so I haven't had much to complain about. When you miss being out there like I did, just really the chance to be out there with my teammates and having a chance to take the field. I remember, you know, last year I didn't get to play in the preseason game.
Right.
And those have been you get so much out of those games. So I've really enjoyed those too. So it really has changed my perspective. There's no doubt about it. And, I'm really looking forward to, you know, playing against Washington. I'm really see what kind of improvements we can make from week to week. So it's been a great.
Tom, when you started practice, how rusty did you feel? How out of sorts did you feel? My guess is that being a quarterback in the NFL ain't like riding a bicycle. How sort of awkward or uncomfortable did you feel when practice started?
Well, I felt good. I mean, we had gone through the passing camps and the mini camps in the spring, and then really the summer practices are the next step in the process. So you're not going to start training camp in mid-season form. I mean, it's just not the reality. There's things that change every year, the defenses you face and the players you play with, and hopefully your mechanics don't change the passer, but you know, you got to get there and get the reps and see the defenders and make the throws. And, you know, that's what we're still working through. So there is rust. It's just a very normal part, I think, of the process that you've got to come back and reestablish a level of play. And not only from people that have been out, you know, but even just coming back off from a game, our last game ending in December to our, you know, the practice is starting in July, just part of the process.
Hey, Tom, we all saw you take that hit you were so looking forward to from Robert Gathers on Thursday night. Nick Kayser took the blame for that, or at least to we laymen sitting out there watching TV, it looked like it was his fault. We learned this morning in Karen Garrigan's piece that may not necessarily be true. Do you want to enlighten us? Was it, could that have been the quarterback's fault?
Yeah, that was my fault, and I certainly deserve that. And, Nick, a lot of times when you see stuff like that happen, the initial thought is to blame the offensive line, but our offensive line, you know, they make so many few mistakes, And, as a quarterback, that's part of, the decision-making process, and I made a poor decision, and I'm the one that paid for it, and, you know, we learned from it, and we're moving on, and, you know, we're focusing on more what's ahead instead of what's behind us. So, you know, Nick takes a lot of pride in what he does, and he's been a great tackle for us, and it's unfortunate that he does get the blame, but, you know, as part of playing football and with televisions and announcers, and, you know, no one really knows what's going on except the players and what we called, and he certainly shouldn't have been, looked poorly upon for that play.
So did that hit hurt? Did it? I mean, you said you were looking forward to it. Did it feel good in a strange way?
Yeah, it didn't hurt. I mean, it didn't hurt. I'm glad I got hit. I'm glad. Honestly, I mean, I think that it felt good for me to get hit like that. And I've taken a lot of hits in my career, and you know, they may look bad. A lot of them don't feel bad. I mean, the awkward ones are the ones that probably hurt. The ones like that where I'm just standing there and somebody hits me. I kind of saw them at the last minute too. So, you know, I kind of just put my shoulder down and protected myself. But it wasn't anything too bad. I've been hit harder than that before.
Tom, is it possible with the returning people that you have offensively, plus the additions of guys like, you know, Greg Lewis and Joey Galloway and an effective tight end, whether it be Chris Baker or somebody else, that is it possible that this offense led by you might be as good or better than the record-setting offense of a couple of years ago?
Well, I mean, that record-setting offense, we accomplished, you know, so much, you know, as a team, except the only goal we really wanted to achieve. And the team changes every year. I mean, the strength of the team changes quite a bit. We were really a passing offense that year. And, you know, this year we have, you know, some of the best backs in the league. So there's a lot of ways to get it done. And as a quarterback, I think the most important thing is to get the ball in the end zone. And we were scoring a lot of points a couple years ago. Last year we scored a lot of points. You know, this year we're trying to score a lot of points. I mean, coach always says, hell, we put you guys out there to score points. We don't put you out there to, you know, for three plays and go punt the ball. So I think we've had a lot of practices and, you know, we're making good progress. I think there's still quite a bit of work to go. So it's so hard to compare year to year. I mean, it really is. And as long as we're scoring points and getting the ball in the end zone, whether we win by 3 points or 30 points, it doesn't make much difference to me.
Tom, is there an X and O reason, a coaching philosophical reason, that there has not been a tight end dominated aspect to your offense, which is not to say you don't include them and use them, but it seems to me getting the ball to the tight end might be a little easier than getting the ball deep. You know, Bledsoe had Ben Coates. Why has Tom Brady not had a Ben Coates kind of guy that in all of these situations you can pick up the third and six rather easily to the tight end?
Well, you know, you're always looking for mismatches, and we've had some damn good tight ends with Dan Graham, and Ben has been a huge, huge contributor for us. Christian Fourier he was awesome. Even Jermaine Wiggins was a real great possession receiver for us. But you're right. You know, nobody's been in that primary role, but we've had guys like Troy and Dion and that they've been kind of the primary pass catchers and well as possession receivers for us. So you're always trying to look for mismatches as an offense. And the tight end, you know, Ben Coates was, you know, he was as big as he was and as fast as he was. He's really a mismatch for anybody that you put on him. He's usually faster than the bigger guys you put on him, and he's stronger than the smaller guys you put on him. That's the advantage of the tight end position. You know, at the same time, you know, there's only one football, and between the running game and the type of quality receivers that we've had, you know, the tight ends have played a big part in our offense, and it's not that, you know, they're not getting, it's just, you know, sometimes the read takes you to a different place. So the tight end position, we need the tight end position to have a great year for us.
Tom, we've read time and time again. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We've heard time and time again that Randy Moss, while he's not speaking to the media, spends a lot of time talking with the young and the new receivers about the National Football League and catching passes and playing with you. What would one of those conversations that would be helpful to a Joey Galloway or Greg Lewis, what would the text and the context of those conversations be where Randy Moss would talk to a guy about catching passes from Tom Brady?
Well, I mean, he's got as much experience as, you know, as anybody, and he's played at the highest. He's probably seen every different coverage that's ever been designed to stop a receiver. I mean, he's had two people on him at one point. It was funny, in Minnesota, they used to, like, it almost looked like the punt formation when you see those outside guys have a vice on them, which is two guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's faced everything. So he's always just trying to pass on. He's such a smart player. He's got great instincts. He's a great decision maker on the field. Whenever there's a tough decision to be made, he always makes the right decision. He sees the field, as a quarterback would see it. So he's trying to just pass on the information to whoever it may be, so, you know, they can contribute. Because, you know, Randy needs other people to be successful also. I mean, he can't be the only player on the field. And a guy like West, you know, is the biggest beneficiary of what Randy could do, and vice versa. So, you know, we're all as good as each other. If we can't run the ball, you know, that's not good for the passing game. You know, and if we can't throw the ball, that's not good for the running game. You need balance, and Randy needs other great receivers out there. So, you know, he's trying to get all those guys on the same page so we can be as most effective as possible.
Hey, Tom, in the last two games, have you ever spent an instant thinking about your left knee?
Other than before the game, putting on the knee brace, I put it out of my mind. I mean, I try to as much as, you know, possible. Just, it's been a thing of the past for me, and, you know, I've been able to participate fully this season with the team, and I've just been really fortunate, I think. You know, you hear a lot of poor stories of people coming off this type of injury, and for me, it's been so smooth. I've had, you know, the best people, the best training staff, you know, the best doctor. Everyone's been right on board, just taking care of me. So I've been very fortunate.
Hey, you know, offensively, we have trouble coming up with something to worry about here with your team, something to bitch about. I mean, it appears on paper that you do have even better personnel than you had 2 years ago when you set every record in the book. What do you worry about, Tom? Other than injury, what concerns you?
Well, football is, I'm telling you, this game is it's a very difficult game from week to week, and it changes every week. There's not one week where, whether you win or lose, that it carries over to the next week. And I think, to me, it's always about the concentration and the effort from week to week. And you need a really mature, disciplined group of players to be able to come in every Wednesday morning and put whatever's happened in their life and in the game behind them and ready to move forward with 100% commitment to that week. And I know a couple years ago we had that. Every successful team we've been on has been able to do that. We are a very veteran team, you know, each of those years that we won the Super Bowl. And, you know, we're pushing hard to have that kind of effort and commitment. And Coach Belichick, I mean, he demands a lot out of us as players. And I think, you know, we've responded and we're going to continue to respond. You know, but there's been a lot of change. And I think as a player, you know, until you get in those games, you know, you don't know what kind of team you have. You don't know if you're down 10 with 4 minutes left, what kind of team you're going to have. Or, you know, if you beat a team by 30, how you're going to come in the next week and respond. So it's going to be, you know, a fun year in that aspect. Hopefully we provide enough leadership as captains on the team to get us focused. But, you know, every year is different, guys. It really is, and that's why it's so exciting every year to come out and play every year too, because it's always changed.
Hey, Tom, just between you and Jerry and me, are the Patriots installing the Wildcat, and is Julian Edelman running it? If you are,
you know, I think it's definitely in the league. I mean, it's it really caught on after that third game of last year, and. You know, there's a lot of teams that are using it, and, you know, it looks like it's pretty tough to defend. So, schematically, I mean, we're gonna do whatever we have to do, and whatever causes those defensive problems. I mean, that's whether it's the Wildcat or whether it's that empty formation or whether, you know, it doesn't matter. We're always gonna use whatever we have available and get the ball in the hands of the guys that can run with it and score touchdowns. That's what we're trying to do offensively.
If you split out, my guess is they're not going to put two guys on you like they do Randy Moss, though, right?
Three.
Yeah, I want a crack block on together, something like that. I want to take a free shot. Huh. See what I can do.
Have you caught a pass in practice yet this year?
No, I haven't. I have. I'm always lobbying for that one. We've done it a few times in the past, but you know, Coach. It's one of those things when you practice, if it doesn't go right, then you're not going to see that play for a long time. So a couple years ago, we tried to run it, and it didn't work so well, and he said, I've seen enough of that. So,
well, tell us about Tell us about Edelman. Either you know, you don't have to reveal any secrets. I know you're not going to, but he was fun to watch in the first game. And if he wore Welker's uniform, we wouldn't have been able to tell the difference. I'm guessing you could tell the difference, but he seems like a weapon who's going to come in handy for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's nobody like Wes Welker. I'll tell you that. There's nobody in football that's like Wes. But Julian is a very mature player for a rookie, and I think we've really put a lot on him and demanded a lot out of him as a young player. And he was a quarterback in college. He's from the Bay Area, where I grew up, just a school down the street. So it's been fun to have him around. He's got a lot of enthusiasm. He's a really good leader. He really works really hard to do exactly what you want him to do. And, he's working hard to find a role for himself. And I think when you see the type of dynamic, explosive plays that he can make out there, you got to find ways to get him on the field. So, you know, there's been like any rookie, there's a learning curve. I mean, I'm sure he'll be the first to tell you he's making plenty of mistakes out there, but we all are. And, it's been fun to have him. It really has. I can see why everyone's excited about it. We are too.
Tom, I know you know that for years now on our Monday conversations, we always end with the dreaded hypothetical question. You love that so much, and I know you'd feel incomplete if we didn't do it this year again. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
What do you got?
NFL quarterbacks, without question, must be good at multitasking. They have to call plays. They have to read defenses. They have to read their progressions. Sometimes they have to scramble. So, hypothetically, does that mean you, Tom Brady, will have no trouble feeding one child and changing the diaper of another?
Oh man. Well, we'll see. We'll see. There's been a lot of life-changing events for me in the last year. So, these things continue, and it's a very exciting part of my life and my wife's life, and when that day comes, I think it's gonna be very fun.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
I got a question that's not hypothetical. We were asking this the other day, and we didn't really get an answer. We have your Details magazine here. We got you looking, staring at us from the cover of Details with your muscle tank top on, and you don't have a goat. I'll give you that. No more goats. But what?
Don't keep that laying around in your bathroom.
We left it for Pete Shepard here. But what's the motivation? You don't get paid to do a photo spread, one of these fashion spreads. And the editor writes a note in the magazine, and he sounds like you might have to take like a restraining order out against the guy. He's really
enamored
of you, Tom. But why, what makes you want to do that?
Well, I think you get certain opportunities, in your life, and whether it's to do something like that, it's just taking advantage of different opportunities that lead to more opportunities. And I've loved, everything. I like to try lots of different things. I mean, it's not something I do a lot. It's on occasion, but things like that lead to other great things. I think it's to share a little bit of different side of yourself also, and not just my regular job, but other parts of my life that maybe I open up a little bit more about. So
right. Plus, you get to keep the clothes, right?
I wish. Oh. No, they take those back every once in a while. I'll take something home, but my wife, she gets everything sent to her. I mean. I don't think she's bought an article of clothing in her life, and she's got more clothes than she knows what to do with. Not that she wears all of them, but at least they're piling up in the house.
Does she coach you up in terms of how to look like dreamy or sad or angry
don't forget,
pose?
He said it was harder to be a model than to be a quarterback.
That's true,
in the
he did.
NFL.
Yeah, does she coach you up, Tom?
Not much. No, she doesn't. She doesn't. She preps all the people. She knows all the people, the photographers and stuff, so she can put on an MS session like Coach Belichick if it doesn't go right. So she knows all those people, and she may make sure they take it easy on me because they know that, you know, I'm very much an amateur.
Hey, Tom, you're getting an Emmy for the Entourage experience. That was a phenomenal. For me, that was your best acting experience a few weeks ago. Did it look as fun as it portrayed on television?
Thanks, Judge. It was great, man. I filmed it. It was actually the first day of filming for the season because I was coming back here for the off season program and it was like I think in mid March we filmed it and spent a couple days there with I met the writer Doug Ellen and then I've known Mark for a while, so they both kind of emailed me and said, "What do you think?" And what it's like those opportunities that, you know, it's something that I really love the show, and to have the opportunity to do it, you know, it worked. The timing worked well, and I had a great time. So, you know, on a golf course at some charity event, I mean, it couldn't have worked out any better. You know, they have all those like naked scenes of, you know, there was nothing like that. So, my wife definitely would have been on the set like those normal Entourage shows.
Well, Tom, I liked it as well, but I still think it's second place behind the Saturday Night Live, both the falafel skit and the sexual harassment skit.
I like your boobs.
Yeah, that one.
That was
Come on down to Tom Brady's Falafel City.
that was great, too.
All right, Tom, good talking to you again. Patriot Monday is underway. Looking forward to rolling forward yet again with you.
Thanks, fellas. Have a great week.